Originally, it was in itself accounted an object of great curiosity. Black Letter tells me that Sir Martin Frobisher, on his return from that voyage when Queen Bess did gallantly wave her jeweled hand to him from a window of Greenwich Palace as his bold ship sailed down the Thames, quote, "When Sir Martin returned from that voyage," saith Black Letter, "on bended knees he presented to Her Highness a prodigious long horn of the narwhale, which for a long period after hung in the castle at Windsor," end quote. An Irish author avers that the Earl of Leicester, on bended knees, did likewise present to Her Highness another horn pertaining to a land beast of the unicorn nature. The narwhale has a very picturesque leopard-like look, being of a milk-white ground color dotted with round and oblong spots of black. His oil is very superior, clean, and fine, but there is little of it, and he is seldom hunted. He is mostly found in the circumpolar seas. Book 2, Octavo, Chapter 4, Killer. Of this whale little is precisely known to the Nantucketer, and nothing at all to the professed naturalist. From what I have seen of him, at a distance, I should say he was about the bigness of a grampus. He is very savage, a sort of Fiji fish. He sometimes takes the great folio whales by the lip and hangs there like a leech till the mighty brute is worried to death. The killer is never hunted. I never heard what sort of oil he has. Exception might be taken to the name bestowed upon this whale on the ground of its indistinctness, for we are all killers on land and on sea, Bonapartes and sharks included.